old path, where the good way is. Timeless truth from the Bible, Christian teaching, thought and meditations from prior times, read by missionary to Africa, James Robinet.
A meditation by George Swinnick, based upon Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying at all times in the Spirit. Prayer should be constant. It is your duty to give yourself to prayer. It is like the fire on the altar. It must never go out, day or night. It is like a saint's breathing. A Christian's prayer may have an intermission, but never a cessation. There is no duty given to a Christian for his constant attention so much as prayer. Pray always. Pray continually. Pray without ceasing. Pray with perseverance, and pray forevermore. To pray without ceasing means, 1, to be in a praying frame all the time. The soldier always has his weapon ready, though he is not always at battle. Your heart should always be in tune so you can make heavenly music. The believer's spirit is like fire upon the hearth. Though it is not blazing, it is ready upon any opportunity to be blown up into a flame. 2. No important business is undertaken without prayer. You are God's servant and must ask permission in all that you do. When you rise up or lie down, when you go out or come in, prayer is with you. The world's poison can be expelled with this antidote. 3. Set a regular time aside every day for prayer. The Christian has his set meals for his soul every day, as well as for his body. With the marigold, he opens himself in the morning for the sweet dews of heaven's grace and blessing. At night, he finds some opportunity to converse as a lover, though hindered during the day by business. Prayer is the key of the morning to open the door of mercy, and prayer is the bolt at night to secure him in safety. He that prays continually will lift up his supplication to God even during the day. Prayer has its internal arrows and apostrophes, which it shoots heavenward during the course of the day. Some seasons for prayer should never be slighted. When the Spirit of God stirs within us to come, we should make haste to come to God in prayer.